and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, can we go two for two, 2 days in a row with the After Show podcast?
I think we should. But here's the thing. I don't even know. We're wanting to call David. Do you think he's actually going to answer the phone? Because last time we called him, he said he wasn't going to answer the phone again.
Yeah, why is that, though?
Because
we're giving him attention.
I know, but maybe he just doesn't want to be made fun of for going to San Antonio.
Can we be honest? When we talk about David, there are still people who say to us, hey, whatever happened to David the Barrel Boy?
Mm-hmm.
We're giving him love on our show.
I know.
You think he'll answer?
We're trying to show people he's still alive.
He's still there. You want to try him?
Let's try. Although it's what time? We'll see. You're going to talk first.
Okay.
He likes you better.
I don't know about that. David is on vacation with his fiance in San Antonio. You know, he's going, son of a gun, I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. He's not going to answer. I wonder what they're doing.
Do you have Rachel's number?
No. He wouldn't let me.
We could call him through Facebook.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
How do you do that?
Someone can try to message you and call you.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Should we leave a message?
Mm-hmm.
8-7-0-9-2-6-8.
People are concerned he's not having fun.
8 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, David. We're just checking on you. We actually have fallen asleep looking at your Instagram stories, and we're thinking that we want to make sure you and Rachel are okay and that you're still together. And that she's not bored out of her mind.
Maybe that's why they're not answering. They're bored to death.
Oh, no. I did see the wax figures, though. That looked exhilarating. You going to a wax museum with your woman.
That looked really fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks like you're really living it up. I'm glad you got that picture with that duck because you couldn't have found a duck around here. But enjoy that 12-hour drive back.
Good luck, Rachel.
And thanks for all the photos from inside the Alamo. I didn't see any. So,
anyway.
Enjoy your trip, David, and we love you.
Yes.
Especially me. I love you, David.
And I love you.
Thank you. Of course, he's not going to answer. But we'll get a text. My phone was on
silent.
Silent. I'm so sorry.
His phone's always on silent.
Well, my phone's always on silent, too.
But you can keep it on a vibrate or something so you know.
I keep it on silent for a reason. That way, if I don't want to answer, I don't have to answer. I was in a store last night. Leslie's dad tried to call. I couldn't get to my phone fast enough. He called immediately again. So then I immediately think something's very wrong.
Yeah.
Because if you call twice back to back.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong. What'd he say?
We were talking about frying fish because I fried fish last night. We were talking about frying fish. He's a good fish fryer. He's a fisherman from way back. He remembers when he had the fish for his food. Like, that was all they could eat was fish.
Really?
Yeah, he was a fisherman. So, real quick, since David didn't answer, let's go through and mention that we do have some Throwback Thursday stuff up, including if you've ever wanted to see Kelly in a cheerleader's outfit.
Now's your time.
Now's the chance. I was worried that when I first saw that you didn't have those little shorty shorts on underneath it. And I thought movements.
Yeah, I have on the little that we used to call them bloomers, but they don't call them that anymore.
That sounds old.
Yeah, it's just like the... I don't know. I forget what. I don't know what they're called.
You gave me kind of a Miley Cyrus from 2 years ago vibe in the video.
That is not. There is a wrecking ball in it. I'm just kidding.
She was all into it. So set the scene because we didn't really have time on the full show to set the scene.
All right. So my dad's in there, my brother, my mom, and then we had some friends over. And I was a junior in college, I believe. Or maybe even younger.
So back home?
Yes, this is in Wynn, and I was driving back and forth to ASU. And one of my best friends that was a cheerleader with me in junior high, and I was only a cheerleader in junior high. I didn't cheer in high school. I played basketball.
Right.
So we kept our uniforms because we had to pay for them. So we kept them. It was like the last year they were going to have them. They were going to get new ones in the next year. So I was like, I'm going to keep mine. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to keep it. So I kept it. And then when I moved out, I was cleaning up everything and whatever, and I found two uniforms, and she was over there hanging out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we have to try them on. This was back in 97 is when we tried them on. on. I think the our junior high years were back, what, 90, 91?
Oh, wow. They fit 6 years later?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Now, it'd be a different story if I went to try them on now. It'd be a little bit different.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. Because I was going to make it, I have a bunch of different wind stuff that I was going to make into a blanket at some point, like a quilt.
Yeah.
Like my Letterman jacket and some different stuff. Anyway. Quilts.
A lot of people are looking for a quilt.
Listen, there's a ton of people that get t-shirts from their high school and.
It sounds old.
But you quilt it together. It's a huge deal right now.
Maybe you should call it a throw.
It's not a throw because you're quilting pieces of t-shirt and everything else to a quilt so you have it for memories.
What is a quilt? I mean, I picture
you're getting
like,
on my nerves.
No, I
right
picture
now.
Nana having a quilt.
Well, it is the same type of thing. You're doing patchwork, and there's some people that will do quilting, and they'll have like a piece of a quilt, and then they'll have like Win High School 1995 part of a t-shirt. Yeah. And think about all the wrestling t-shirts you've had. Imagine if someone put every wrestling event t-shirt in a quilt for you and made a blanket. You would cry. Like, it's very, very sentimental, and it's really cool. Or if they got all of your wrestling stuff that you won't get rid of, even though it won't fit you, and they put pieces of all of those outfits and made it into a blanket for you.
A throw.
That's fine, but everyone who does it around here calls it a quilt.
But quilt sounds like something Nana would do.
People still do it.
All right. Why
it's
are you
not back ancient alien days.
Why are you so defensive over
because
a
you're
quilt?
Trying to be mean to me.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, we try to do a dance. Jeez. And it's actually to a Michael Jackson song. And I don't know how people feel about him right now if you've seen the Neverland thing. But anyway, it's to Michael Jackson. And we remembered our moves from a junior high dance. And so we're doing that and think it's so funny. And we're, of course, exaggerating and being silly. And it's only 16 seconds. If you want to see the full video.
Oh, my gosh. You have to pay for it. It's $9.99 online.
Right. Anyway, I think yours might be better, though.
Well, I'm shirtless.
You're showing definitely more skin.
I'm showing nipples.
Yeah, you are.
And if you want to see my nipples from my 18-year-old nipples.
Doesn't everyone. Is that pre or post nipple rings?
This is pre nipple rings. I'm afraid they would have had to pierce my lungs. If I wanted them to pierce it.
Because you're so little.
So little, man.
No body fat.
No, and it's weird.
0%.
And there was no exercise.
Yeah.
Like, and when people say, oh, you look like you were ripped. But that wasn't, like, I think I was just genetically blessed when I was young to kind of have that body type and to look like I had muscle because I didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And I remember people telling me, oh, you should work out, you know, blah, blah, blah. You have the type of body that if you did that. And I was too freaking lazy. So now I try to work out when you get to your freaking upper 30s and early 40s, and it's tough as hell to do that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because your body just doesn't build the muscle the same way. I'm going in for a meeting today. I guess we can talk about this on the after show. It's our after show. I'm going to go in for another meeting about the testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
The TRT, the testosterone replacement therapy. And a lot of people have the misconception that that is it's just about, you know, like a sex deal.
Yeah.
But it's really not about that. For a lot of people, for most dudes who go in there, that could be part of it, but they have pills for that too. But like, if you think you want to feel better, maybe lose more weight and kind of trim down as you get older, when you have less testosterone,
it's harder to do.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And I think when I was 18, I didn't work out, I ate awful, drank beer, all that stuff. And I look like that because my test was probably through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to a point where you get a little bit older and it's not exactly the same way.
Yeah.
So I'm going in for a meeting today at 11. I'll give you an update on that.
I can't wait.
And I'll let you judge me and see if you think that if I do that, if it's going to work.
Okay. Like if it's going to fix you from being old.
If it's going to fix me because I need to be fixed. But it's wild. And this sounds egotistical a little bit, but it's, again, this is the after show. So I think we can say whatever. I go back and I look at photos of me from 20 years ago, right? Like the video I posted today is 24 years old, 1995. I would rather look like me today than then, right?
Mm.
I go back and I look at photos of me when I first met Leslie and I'm like, wow, you know, we've been married now 10 years. But I look at like pictures of us, let's say we were at a pool or something like that. I'd rather look like me today, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, you feel better about yourself and you have more confidence. And I think that goes into it too. It's not just about physical for us anymore because things get a little bit more, I don't know, less shallow.
But I don't want to be the guy who then says, I'm, you know.
No, you don't want to throw in the towel and be like, I'm not even going to try. Who
because
cares?
You see people like that too.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they look so happy. That guy who's eating pizza and drinking 20 beers and you know, blah, blah, blah. He looks so happy.
And they probably are at the time.
Yeah. I'm wired to be different. I blame that on my mother.
Yeah.
And my mom's living with us now, so I think I can see more of why I am the way I am. Mm-hmm. Because I've been around her more. And I'm like, oh, wow. Her reaction to that situation is my reaction.
Yeah.
So when that gets on my nerves, I realize what I do to my wife.
Mm.
You know?
Man, you and she's having to be with both of you guys.
Oh, my gosh. My wife is going to be going insane. Because my mom's only been with us now since last Friday. And as we record this today, it's Thursday. So she's been in our house for less than a week. And we're going to help her get on her feet and kind of figure out where she's never lived here. So she's trying to figure out the city and all of that stuff. So that'll be a fun thing to try to figure out. Because it's not easy.
No.
When you bring somebody into your house. Do you think you've morphed into your mother? Are you still morphing?
I'm still morphing. I'm going through metamorphosis right now. I think there's several things that people would say, oh my gosh, you're just like your mom. But then there's, you know, I think there's mannerisms and stuff and the way we talk. And she was a teacher too. And I think we teach a lot alike. We're very animated when we teach. And we're both big storytellers. So I would say if you would have asked me that 20 years ago, I'd be like, no, never.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it happens. And some of the things that I've gotten from her, I'm happy about.
No, and I think with my mother too.
Yeah.
And there's the good side and like the caring, compassionate, you know, wanting to always be your best, look your best, mm-hmm. all that. But then some of the stuff like the anxiety, which
the
is
real stuff.
Is
yeah.
totally, I got mm-hmm. that all from her, I think. Mm-hmm. And whether it's truly passed on biologically or if it's something that's learned behavior that I didn't realize I was learning all that stuff from her. And then it makes me think about how I want to act around Kai because I don't want Kai.
You
want
to pass it down again.
Yeah, to face some of the stuff that I've faced in my life that I think I get better at.
You want
to
break the cycle.
Yeah, which is the anxiety and the mm-hmm. panic and the worry and always trying to measure up and all that stuff. I don't want him to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to break that cycle.
I know.
You feel like you have to do that too with Kurt?
Well, I think mostly with, with Kurt, but mostly with my stepdaughter. Because I don't want to be that woman that she always hears, oh, I've got to lose weight. Oh, I don't look good in this. I want her to, even though I don't have the best confidence at all times, I still want her to hear me say the good things about myself so it transfers to her.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Kai said not too long ago, he's like, do I look like I'm getting the belly? And I'm like, oh, Brandon, stop. Because he hears me say that to Leslie.
Kai said that?
Yeah, he's
and he's 9?
Yeah, so he's heard us say that. But that's where, as parents, and that's just real, man.
Yeah.
They're learning from everything we
do. We don't realize how much they're listening.
Even when they're in the other room.
Yep.
And they're still listening.
They're listening harder when they're in the other room.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of something that we're going to work on as we go throughout. Because life is all about learning and evolving and figuring it out.
Yeah.
And we have to get better every day. And that sounds cliche. And that sounds like something some motivational speaker would say. But it's legit. We got to figure it out. Because nobody has it perfect. And nobody, no matter how many books you read, you can't apply all those books to your life.
Mm-mm.
Because all of us have our own story. And that is the rest of the story.
Thank you, Dr. Baxter.
What was the thing that Paul Harvey would say? Remember Paul Harvey?
Yes.
What is it?
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That is not what Paul Harvey would say. What did he say?
That was Jim Carrey in Lar Lar.
Did he say, take a look, it's in a book?
No, Bruce Almighty. That's Reading Rainbow.
Take a look, it's in a book, the Reading Rainbow. I can
fly anywhere.
All right, what did I say, Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey.
He would say good day, right? Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Good day. And that, is it the rest of the story?
I think he's, and that.
Is the rest of the story.
I don't know.
I'm Paul Harvey. Good day. Maybe we should have something like that.
I'm Brandon Baxter. Good day.
Good day. That way for my entire career. That's how I think we got to Poff Off for Rodney Poff.
And the birthdays.
Because, yeah, I've done that the same way. But Ryan Seacrest, remember when he tried his deal?
Yeah. Seacrest out. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Seacrest out. And everybody was like, huh?
He got tons of tool points.
For me. He did.
And like I still am a big Ryan Seacrest fan. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, man, he's got the world. He gets it. You know, he's talented and all that. But Seacrest out was not his best move. so that's where we gave Poff. Rodney Poff would say Poff Off.
Because it was Seacrest
out, Poff Off. Today's Booger's birthday too, March 21st. So Booger was my partner on Kiss.
Yep.
For it was a wild run there for a minute. Lots of clubs.
How many years?
I'm trying to think. He was probably about 05 to 09, maybe 06 to 09. He came in though. I remember when he came in. They're like, hey.
Man, I'm the longest partner you've ever had.
Lori.
Oh, yeah. I've got to beat her. What's her record? She barely made it. What was with you? What was the record?
5 years or something like that. All it was right. A while.
I'm on, what, 3.5?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to end this one pretty soon. I have to find a new relationship.
It's been a long time.
If you would like to apply to be my next co-host, I'm always looking.
Always creating.
That's my deal. All right, after show podcast out.
Oh, Brandon.